Okay, well, hello everybody. Gosh, it is a hot summer day. I know just about every single place on this great planet is probably sweating, except for Australia, because I think it's wintertime over there. It is a hot summer night here in Northern California, and we're going to get through this call as quickly as we possibly can. Tonight, I am going to be directing you on how to be able to find some extra money in your compensation plan and actually to have you look at some areas where you may be just completely missing money that is sitting there. And what do you need to do to be able to captivate that income that's just sitting right there in the palm of your hands, but you're leaving the money on the table instead? And so what I want to do, just starting off, JP, are you on the line still? JP, is that you? There's somebody else on the speaker line with me right now. Who are you? Say hello. It's somebody that's walking around doing something. Don't know who you are.
Yeah, I'm going to take care of that.
Okay, great. Okay, cool. Anyway, so we're going to talk about tonight how to be able to increase your income without increasing your hours, how to maximize your compensation structure as it is right now. Many of you that, you know, even like last week, you heard JP interview just a couple people that had become six-figure income earners by plugging into the First Steps to Success training system. And I know many of you are like, how is that possible? In fact, we get that question all the time. Like, how, what in the world changed for them? How did they literally go from nothing to making six figures? You know, what did they do that was different? I'm going to unveil to you tonight what that thing is that is different. Then I'm going to unveil for you a plan about how you can activate it, how you can do the same exact thing in even a shorter period of time. Now, we watch six-figure income earners be developed inside of 6 months. That's really an amazing speed to go from nothing to a six-figure income in 6 months. Many who've gone on in a year, and then some have gone on to making $1 million. And so we want to do more of that. I literally am looking for some new people that want to step out of a five-figure income or step out of no income and step into a six-figure income immediately. I literally am always scanning our personal client base going, okay, who's next? Who's ready? Who wants to step up? Who wants to do something? And those are the people that we're wanting to literally raise up from, you know, not making a thing to becoming the next poster child for DannyJohnson.com. Now, for those of you, this is your very first call with us. We really want to welcome you tonight to this conference call. This is a free call to you. The only charge you're going to have is whatever the charge was for you to dial in. But there is not a charge for this. Now, typically, we charge about $600 for you to book your own conference call with us. So this is a $600 gift to you and your future. Now, why do we do that? Well, I want you to understand about who I am and where I come from, and then you might get a little bit of a glimpse as to why we're giving this call away for free to you. You can find us at DannyJohnson.com, which is D-A-N-I, Johnson, J-O-H-N-S-O-N.com. Tonight I'm going to be sharing with you a couple things. One, how to increase your income. Two, that if you're serious, what steps you should take to moving yourself forward. And three, a serious shortcut plan on how you can raise your income immediately and raise your residual income immediately. My name is Danny Johnson, and prior to getting started in business for myself, I was an uneducated female who was 19 years old. My parents were drug addicts. I grew up on welfare till I was 12 years old. My mom and dad, my father was extremely abusive, and my mom really couldn't do much about it. She was handicapped. After growing up in this place of just no confidence, no self-worth, I was totally petrified of failure, petrified of really stepping out and taking a risk doing anything. And so it took me 2 months to actually get the courage to get started in my own home-based business. And the reason why I did is I figured even if I failed the top income earner's income by 90%, I still would be doing good, better in a home-based business than I ever would be working a job. I mean, where else is a 19-year-old uneducated female with no college education at all and did poorly in school ever going to make a six-figure income in the corporate world? First of all, I'd never get a corporate job. I couldn't even get Nordstrom or Macy's to hire me, let alone some big corporation, you know, working in corporate America. And so there was no chance for someone like me to get a good job where I'd be earning a good income. And so I got started, and my first 6 months I failed miserably. I know some of you have been failing miserably as well, and I understand your pain completely. I know the frustration. I know the questions you have in your head, and I know the torment that maybe you're going through. I went through that for 6 months, and I talked to so many different people, but nothing was working for me. I couldn't get anybody to want to take a look. I couldn't get, and then the ones that actually did just gave me a pile of excuses that they didn't have the money and so on. And not to mention the fact that I couldn't get anybody to want to join what I was doing. And I didn't realize that I was literally provoking right out of my prospect the reason why they didn't want to. And so after 6 months of failure, I became very desperate, and I encountered somebody that told me about a seminar that's supposed to change everything for me. And honestly, you know, you hear those things that you're like, yeah, whatever. You know, what in the world am I going to learn at some seminar? And it was really expensive, and the timing wasn't perfect for me at all. But I was told if I didn't go, I'd fail, and that I might as well just quit now, because not going was a sure sign of absolute failure. And so I took heed to that advice, and I actually borrowed the money, and I went. I came out of that very first training, and I made $4,000 in 8 days, and here's why. You have to look at this. I developed a skill and a belief in those 2 days that changed my entire business. Now, through the next few months, I kept bringing people back to that training seminar. I invested a fortune, a little small fortune, $25,000, in fact, into training seminars in a six-month period. Well, that paid off, because that $25,000 actually wound up profiting me over $51,000. Not to mention the fact that I wound up getting married, and my husband drained my bank account, maxed out my credit cards, left me with a $35,000 debt, $2.03 to my name, and I wound up living completely homeless. I lost my business as a direct result of getting married. And so here I had been stolen from by a crook. I married a crook and wound up completely destitute, broke, and suicidal. And this was the month of December. If you can imagine how horrible to be homeless in the month of December, 3,000 miles away from any friends, family members, anything that was familiar, I'm, like, devastated. And the wild thing was is I stayed that way for several weeks. Even after having all that recognition and making a $21,000 paycheck, I lost faith. I lost belief in myself. I didn't think that I had what it took, and I believed that I was just destined for mediocrity and failure. And so after several weeks of living like that, I finally got sick and disgusted with myself and decided to use the skills that I had invested into the year before. And I began another business from the trunk of my car and a payphone booth, made $2,000 the first 10 hours just from some simple people skills that $25,000 investment that I made the year before now was turning into profits in a totally different business. And then the next month made $6,500. In fact, the first 45 days I made over $18,000. By the end of my first year, made $250,000. And by the end of my second year, I'd made my first million. So as you can see, that $25,000 investment that I made into my education to become a business professional completely paid off. Just in fact, in 2 years, it paid off multiple times, not just doubling, but multiple times. And so since then, I have made millions and millions of dollars through my 20s, and now I'm in my 30s. I'm a mom. I have 5 children that we have really had the privilege and the honor to be able to raise our kids building a business part-time. And so honestly, what I'm going to share with you tonight is simply what I've done, not what I read, not what I heard somebody else do, not what I thought was a great idea and let's see if it works. No, what I've actually done. And any information that you find on our website clearly is just what we've done. So you ask, okay, well, Danny, why would you give away a $600 call? Well, here's why. I've spent my life focusing on other people's success. I've spent my life, 17 years now, focusing on what can I do to help somebody else improve themselves, because I know whatever I hand out will come back to me. I know that. I know that after making millions of dollars in the business world for all these years. I know that also I am completely addicted to seeing everyday average people like myself, like a homeless couple out of Texas, that made 6 figures last year working with us, that they were homeless when they met us. They'd been failing miserably. They had horrible things happen to them. And here this homeless couple who winds up scrounging up money to go to First Steps to Success, who winds up scrounging up money for a coaching call, who winds up scrounging up money to go to Prospect and Close Your Way to Millions, who wound up scrounging up money to get every CD that was possible on a website, who are now six-figure income earners, multiple six-figure income earners. That's outrageous. I'm addicted. I'm totally, completely addicted to the chance that I believe my God gave me to equip hungry people, to equip people like you who got started in an opportunity to do something with your life. I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that right now that many of you are struggling with frustration, you're overwhelmed, you don't know how to handle it all, you're wondering if you're going to make it, you are struggling because you're talking to people but not getting the results that you want, and that's not what you signed up for. You got started in your home-based business, and you bought yourself a business to succeed. You did not buy yourself a business to fail. You did not buy yourself a business to get frustrated. You did not buy yourself a business to be in debt for the rest of your life. You did not buy yourself a business to wind up being in a place where nothing is working for you. No. You bought yourself a business because you had a vision of a vehicle that could help you get ahead financially. You got yourself a business because you wanted to develop a residual income because you're tired of trading hours for dollars. You got yourself a business so that you could offer your kids a better education, so that you no longer have to say, I'm sorry, we can't afford it. I'm sorry, we can't afford it. I'm sorry, we can't afford it. Oh, gosh, I know. I'm sorry, we can't afford it. You got yourself in business because you want to be debt-free, because you want to spend more time with your kids, because you want to take your husband or your wife on a long-awaited romantic vacation, because you want to be able to take your children on vacations. That you don't want to spend your whole life being excited about a stupid Blockbuster video or a sports game, but that you're tired of dying inside. And this is why you got started in a business. This is why you purchased a business. And if you're not doing that, if you're frustrated, things aren't going right, I'm going to tell you something. It's only because you are missing something. If you look at professionals in the marketplace today, whether it's a professional athlete, or it's a professional singer, songwriter, actor, businessman, CEO, doctor, dentist, lawyer, attorney, specialist in internal medicine, these people have something. They've done something to get to where they're at. And what they've done is they've invested in themselves. They've invested to specialize knowledge, to be able to perform the skills that they perform that command a value out in the marketplace. The marketplace pays for value. And whatever your current business is making you right now, that's the value of your business. If that value is your time is only worth $100 a day, or $100 a month, or $100 an hour, or let's take it beyond that, $1,000 an hour. If that's what your time is worth, that is totally dependent on what your skill set is. That is the value that the marketplace is paying you for your skill. That's how it works. So if right now your business isn't where you want it to be, there's only one thing stopping you, and that is, and you've even said it yourself, I don't know how. You've said it yourself. I don't know how to get people to show up. I don't know how to close people. I don't know how to get people to go to work. I don't know how to get people to build a business. I don't know how to motivate my team. Look, there's the answer. It is right in your very excuse. It's in your excuse. You don't know how. So what is the solution? If you don't know how, then what is your solution? Think about it. How long can you continue to say you don't know how? How long can you continue to look at results that prove to you that you don't know how? Before you're going to do something about what you don't know how to do. How long? How long are you going to continue on a road of frustration, not knowing how, not knowing the answers, not knowing the shortcuts, not knowing the strategies that make you more with less? How long are you going to stay on that path? Some of you are beyond stubborn. Some of you are going to stay on that path for years. Others of you are going to quit real fast. A very few of you are going to cross over to what professionals do, and you're going to find the answers. You're going to seek out those answers. You're going to do whatever it takes to get results. You're going to do whatever it takes to increase your personal production of income and your personal residual income. That is who some of you are, and you will choose as to which one you are. If you have been whining and murmuring and complaining and blaming the market, blaming the summer months, blaming one of my clients, by the way, I just did a conference call with him about an hour ago, and this man is already up over June. On the halfway through the month of July, he already surpassed his sales volume for June. Friends, that's outrageous in the month of July. If you have not done that, you have to ask yourself, how come? How come I am not ahead of what I was last month? I'm going to tell you why. Because you don't know how. And it's okay if you don't know how. Because let me ask you another question. Do you know how to learn how? I know that's a funny question. But have you ever not known how to do something before? You did not know how to walk. You did not know how to brush your teeth. You did not know how to read. You did not know how to add. Those are hard things to teach a child, by the way. I know. I'm a homeschooling mother. Those are hard things to teach people out of thin air. They have nothing to base it on in their past. They have no gauge, no guideline about how to learn how to do that. And yet, here we are adults. At least I like to think we are. Here we are adults. We have a track record in our life showing us that we know clearly how to learn and how to learn effectively, efficiently, and how to learn things that help us to grow our businesses. We know how to do that. But there are two kinds of people listening to me right now. There are those that think they already know everything already, and there are those that want more results and are going to do whatever it takes to learn how to do the thing that they don't know how to do. The one who thinks he already has it all together is the guy who's going to hit a brick wall. The guy whose ego is so big that he thinks he is the head honcho on it all is the guy that's going to hit a brick wall. Or it's the same kind of person that says, well, I don't have the money and I can't afford it and I don't have the time. That same person that's whining about their circumstances and letting their circumstances determine whether or not they're going to do anything with their life. Those two people are in the same exact boat. How do I know? Because there's inactivity in both of those scenarios. Whatever the excuse is, whether you think you know it already or you think you've already gone to a first step to success and you got all that information you needed, gosh, thank God for professionals that know better than that. That know that they've got to find a way. Are you that person that is seeking results? Are you that person that's seeking whatever it's going to take to be able to grow, to get out of the rut that you possibly are in? If your business is not growing through the summer months, you are in a rut right now. Do you want it to grow? Then you've got to learn how. Listen, here's a very common question. I told you I was going to share with you a secret. The common question is how in the world does somebody go from nothing to six figures in a month? How do they go from nothing to six figures in 3 months? How do they go from nothing to a $10,000 paycheck or an $8,000 paycheck? How do they go from zero or failing to $100,000 income? Danny, how in the world did you go from homeless to $250,000? Okay, well, I'm going to ask you this. How much money, and this is something that's very important that you need to know. You need to know the answers to your compensation plan questions, and these are the key questions that you need to know. How much money do you make when you get somebody started in your opportunity? Okay, answer that question. Just write down the figure, okay? How much money do you make when you get someone started in your opportunity? Some of you right now wrote down nothing. I don't make anything getting somebody started in my opportunity, okay? I'm going to have a reason why you answer that question. Some of you said, well, I only make money if they get started and get started on some product. Okay, so what's the package? What is the key driving package that you're focusing on? Don't give people too many options. Too many options breeds confusion. Confusion does not have them buy. It is specific instructions that will bring them to the point where they say, okay, I want that package. Okay, so, for example, when I was homeless, I actually had gotten started with a company. I was an independent rep for a company that had about 200 products, I think, or more. Okay? They had so many products. When I saw the order form, I'm like, oh, my gosh, where do you start? You're just completely overwhelmed with too many options. So what I did was I just took one package. package, and it was actually a weight loss package that had like five or six products in that one package, and I marketed that for $125, okay? So if you're trying to market this big lump thing, I'm telling you, you're only going to confuse people. And what that does, when confusion breeds in, then they have to think about it. They need to talk to their spouse, especially if you're marketing environmentally safe type products and you've got 100 different products they can choose from. If you do not make the decision for them on which they should start with, they're going to take a week to decide, and some of them will fall off and get cold feet and not decide at all. So no decision at all is no decision at all. And so don't do whatever it takes to not lead them into confusion. You need to direct them specifically what you want them to do. So come up with a package, a starter package that they're going to use. Okay, so that's what I did. So some of you, when I say, okay, how much money do you make when somebody gets started, some of your answer was, okay, when your mind immediately went to, when they get started on the product, I make, you know, $10 or $50 or $20. Write down whatever that is, whatever you think it is. Okay, so that would be product. Okay, then there are just a few of you that you're actually marketing packages, not because you can't market the packages, because you didn't know to market the packages, okay? And again, the key word is, I don't know how, all right? Now, for some of you, what I want to know, and I want you to write down, how much do you make for getting somebody started with your low package, okay, your bottom-of-the-barrel package? Maybe that bottom-of-the-barrel package is somewhere around $100, and let's say that your profit on that is like 10 bucks or 20 bucks, whatever that is. Okay, now here is the upper package. All right. So the upper package, let's say that that package is $500 all the way to $11,000. I've got clients on the phone right now that are selling the packages for $70,000. They're selling home-based businesses for $70,000. Whatever that top package is, okay? Now what I want you to do is write down, what do I make when I sell the top package? Okay, now that top package could be, you know, you could make anywhere from $100. You know, maybe you make $200. If you're selling a $70,000 package, maybe you make $50,000 on that package. I don't know. You're the only one that knows the answer to that question, okay? So, again, write this down. How much do you make when you get somebody started? Some of you said, I make nothing for signing people up. That's because you don't know what business you're in. You don't know what you're doing, okay? So if the answer is zero, write down zero. Okay, now, some of you, I asked that question, and immediately your mind goes, oh, well, I make $10 if they buy this $100 package of products or this $100, you know, insurance service or this, you know, service for legal services or travel services or whatever, okay? Now, some of you, your mind immediately went to the package you interpreted the package being a product or a service, okay? I want you to write down what you make there, okay? Now, some of you, you're thinking the package is, oh, the entry-level starter package, which could be like $40, $100, could be $1,000, $3,000. You know what that is. You put that down. And then the package, the top package, okay? You look at what that is. Now, here's the line that I have to ask you. What is the best way for the new person to start inside of your business? Is the best way for them to get started to start with nothing at the bottom? I'm talking about they just sign an application. Is that the best way for your person, new person, your prospect to get started? What do you think the answer is on that? I'm going to tell you the answer is no. Now, I know I'm ruffling some of your feathers right now. You did not get on this call to stay average. You did not get on this call to build a mediocre business. You got on this call to learn how to build 6 and 7 figures. I am not going to teach you how to be mediocre. You know how to do that all by yourself. Please forgive me for being strong with you there. I don't need to help you do that. Ask your neighbor. They know exactly how. This call is for those who want to go beyond the average and the mediocre. So I'm not going to give you advice on how to stay average in a rut and mediocre. I'm not going to give you information on how to stay in debt. I'm not going to give you information on how to stay frustrated. No, I'm going to give you information to get you over your frustration and make you a lot of stinking money and how to get out of debt while you're making that money. Do you understand me? So earlier, you know, I posed this question, why do I give $600 worth of free information away? Why? Live? Why? When I can get it? Well, because it sickens me that 98% of the population is dead or dead broke. It sickens me that only 2% of the population is succeeding financially. It makes me want to throw up that in a free nation, whatever nation you're in that is a free country, and that's why you're listening to this call, that we have free opportunity to get started and become anything we want to be. And here I was, a homeless woman who had been badly abused by a man and by my father. And if I rose up out of the stinking dirt, that God gave me a chance, that he redeemed me, he'll redeem you. And the only thing between me and you are stupid excuses and a lack of skill. That's it. The only thing between you, where you're sitting right now, and where I'm sitting right now, is excuses and lack of skill, lack of knowledge, lack of ability. That's it. Now, I started in the excuse column. I got out of the excuse column by investing money I did not have. I used Visa and MasterCard and my boyfriend's money to get the training I needed to get the skill that I now possess. That while I gained that skill, I turned profits. So again, why do I give this away? Because there are some of you that need a wake-up call. There are some of you that need to get out of your rut. We've got a world, we've got a generation being raised up right now to be mediocre. There are millions of children all over the world right now being raised with no vision, no dream, no passion, no future, nothing but mediocrity. And that scares me, because a prime minister or a president of the United States is going to come out of that generation. And if we don't rise up and change the numbers of 98 and 2%, who the heck will? So again, I am not here to teach you how to be average and mediocre. So let me help you. First of all, if you think for one second that your new person starting at the bottom with no service availability, with no investment at all that they've made, not only have you wasted your time, you have wasted theirs. Not only have you hurt yourself, you've hurt them. And here's why. Where there's no commitment, there's no gain. None. Now, you might sucker into their sorry little losing story that they're selling to you and you're buying. But if you care at all about that person sitting across from your desk that you are showing a business plan, don't you dare put them in some mediocre slow start deal. A mediocre slow start deal is having them start with their little $29 application. What's that going to get them? Where there is no pain, there is no gain. There's got to be some kind of pain to their pocketbook if they plan on gaining. No question. So you literally are doing nothing besides selling a package you don't even make money on. So I'm not talking about that. I'm not going to talk about how do you sell a $29 kit that you don't earn a dime on. That's not business. That's not a business at all. All you're doing is disseminating literature. You're not going to make money disseminating literature. And neither will they. You see, you've got to have the mindset about what's best for my prospect, not what's best for you. I know what's best for you. Oh, I don't want to be rejected, Danny. I don't want to get them started and then have them fail. Well, they will fail if they start off with $29. I've done the numbers. I've had my own organization. I know what that looks like. What I know is that when they start at the bottom, they don't do anything. When it doesn't cost anything, it doesn't cost any time, it doesn't cost any money, they don't do anything. There's a very rare select few of people that have ever started at the very bottom with just an application fee and actually went out and made consistent 6 and 7 figures. Gosh, if there's 5, I'd be shocked. There's very, very few. Why? People don't take it seriously if it doesn't cost them anything. That's the bottom line. So you have to ask, what is best for my new person? For them to start at the bottom earning the minimum in profits? Okay, watch. Let's look at duplication. If your mindset is getting them started there at the bottom, okay, and you still are on this thing of, no, I'm helping them. Okay, watch, okay. So let's say you get me started and I start at the bottom. Now, what do I know how to do? I know how to go start somebody at the bottom. What do you make when you started me at the bottom? Zero. What do I make when I go out and muster up the courage to go talk to my mother about the plan and she gets started with the bottom package? What do I make? Nothing. How long is your new person? How long am I going to stay with you when it takes so much courage for me to go talk to people and I make nothing from talking to them? How long am I going to do that before I quit? Some people a week, some people a month. Most people, within 90 days, they are gone. Did you just find out why people aren't working in your business? Yes, because they're making nothing. If they make nothing, they're not going to put time into it. Did you hear me? If they start at the bottom, at that very lowest profit margin, and they're taught to just go out and sell these packages, but they make nothing on, they're apt to not continue for very long. There you go. Retention solution one right there. Okay, now, now let's go up to the next level. For some of you that you think, okay, you know, the $29 package plus, you know, the service for a month. And let's say that service costs them $100. All right? Let me ask you, what's best for the new person to do to get started? Think about this. All right? So if you get Bob started, all right, and Bob gets started just with his little $29 application fee and he gets $100 worth of product or service, okay, he does that. You make, what, 10 bucks on the $100 deal? Let's say you make 20. Okay, fine. So now Bob goes out and duplicates your efforts. He musters up the courage to go out and do that. Now, mind you, when you sell him such a cheap deal, how apt is he to invest $100 on getting some training CDs like North Carolina so he can learn how to talk to people? Well, not very apt to. Why? Because you brought him under a poverty mentality. You brought him under this facade that you can make a six-figure income and all it's going to cost you is $100. Well, why in the world? I mean, how if he can make a six-figure income by only putting in $100, then, you know, why do I need to spend $100 on some training then? Because you just told me I can spend $100 and make $100,000. Come on, any moron that actually believes that needs to be locked up. I'm sorry. Even the riskiest of investments don't turn out like that. Anybody with two brain cells in their head knows that $100 is not going to make them $100,000 overnight. Not going to happen. So when you set them up under the pretenses of failure, you set them up under the pretenses of poverty, how can I put in the least and expect to get the most? That's called chasing a fantasy. And I'm sorry, my Bible says that he who chases fantasies has nothing but poverty waiting for him. That's all I know. So when you start Bob under this pretense that he just has to put in a little bit, okay, well then, he turns around and he's going to share the same exact pretenses with his mother or his brother Bill. Oh, all you have to do, Bill, is sign up for $129 and you're going to make a six-figure income. Okay, and he turns out making 10 bucks. It doesn't take Bill or Bob long to figure this out. That, wow, at $10 a pop, how long is it going to take me to make $100,000? At $10 a head, how long before I generate a good substantial income? People are not stupid, friends. I think the only ones that are playing stupid are the ones that are trying to sell a pipe dream, trying to sell people that they can make a fortune by putting in nothing. So look, whatever you start people on duplicates. Can you see that? So you tell me, is it best to start Bob off on $100 where all he's going to make is 10 bucks a pop? No, that's not best for Bob. He's looking at it, and he's looking at how much courage and how much time it's already taken just to get Bill started, and he's like, oh, my gosh, this is never going to build. Not only that, if all he's doing is selling a package, will he ever develop a six-figure residual income? No, he won't. Come on, friends. I'm not an advocate for your company. I'm an advocate for you. And this isn't a call about how to be mediocre. This is a call on how to gain the skill so you can earn a six-figure income with the same amount of time that people spend being mediocre. You got two types of businesses you can build here, a mediocre one and a profitable one. It takes the same amount of time to build both, trust me. Let me show you the next step. Let's say that you have a package. The small package, a starter package, okay? I'm not talking about a product package. I'm talking about your starter package. Would obviously include the, you know, your minimum entrance fee, the application or whatever, okay? Obviously, it's going to include probably $100 worth of product or services, okay? Plus, it'll include maybe a few supplies, okay? I want you to look at what do you make by selling the bottom package. You might make 20 bucks for selling that bottom package, all right? You might make that. That's okay. So if you make $20 for that bottom package, I want you to ask yourself, what's best for Bob? What's best for, let's say Sue. Let's say you get Sue started. You sell Sue that low package. First of all, she still has not a big risk out there. Where there isn't a great risk, there is no great gain, friends. Okay? So here they're selling this package where they're making, you know, where she's going to make $20 every time she sells this $100 package. Okay? She's going to make $20. Listen, let me give you a picture of Sue. No, let me give you a picture of Danny. Danny's homeless. Danny has a $35,000 debt. Danny has creditors trying to find her. Danny has the repossessors of her car trying to find her car. Okay, think about this. I gotta make money fast. Danny has no money for food. Danny has no money for anything. What is the best thing for Danny to do? Get in and sell a $29 app that I don't make no money on? Get in and sell a product that I only make $10 on? Get in and sell a package where I make $20 on? Is that what's best for Danny? What is going to change her life around? For her to make a lot fast. What is the only way I can make a lot fast? Look, if Sue goes out and she talks to Sarah and Sue makes $20 for getting Sarah started, it doesn't take long before she does the math and goes, oh my gosh, look how much time it took me to get Sarah and all I made was $20. Now watch this. What is best for your new person? Is starting them at the top package. That's what's best for them. Why? Because they duplicate that. If I get the same Bob started, he talks to the same Bill. It takes the same amount of work and effort. It takes the same amount of time. Will you write that down, please? It takes the same amount of work. It takes the same amount of effort. It takes the same amount of time. What do I want my brand new person, Bob, making with the work, effort, and time? Do I want him making $200 or $10? Let's say that you're on that kind of a scale. Some of you are on a much higher scale. Some of you are on a lower scale. But let's say that your package is $500. Let's say it's $1,200, $3,000. Okay, let's say your top package is around there. Well, again, I got clients on the phone that are selling $70,000 packages. I've got clients on the phone that are selling $500 top packages. That's the top package inside of your business opportunity that you're marketing. Watch. Let's just call it $3,000. Okay? And what do you make for selling a $3,000 package? Let's say you make $200 for selling that $3,000 package. What is best for Bob? If he's going to muster up the courage to go talk to somebody, okay? If he's going to muster up the courage to do that, what do you want him making? $10? Oh, no. Let's start at the beginning. $0, $10, $20, or $200. What is best for Bob? It's not what's best for you. See, what you think is best for you is what's easy. Well, it's easy for me to sign someone up at $29. You're right. And you're never going to build a residual income under what's easy. So look, but Danny, I don't know how to close somebody on the top package. Okay, so is that the excuse you use for giving them a package that they make no money on? Is the excuse you use to not help Bob to succeed because you don't know how to close somebody at a top package? It ain't about you. And as soon as you figure that out, your life is going to dramatically change. It's not what's best for you. What's best for you in your mind is what's easy for you because you don't know how to get someone started at the top package. It's about what's best for Bob and Sue and Sarah and Bill. And as soon as you get your focus off of what's best for you and you get the focus on what's best for them and you help them to succeed by getting them started at the package in which they should be starting at, which is the one that they will duplicate, the one they buy is the one they will market. That's the truth. So let me ask you this. If you were to market one of those packages a day, times 5 days a week, that's $1,000 a week. $200 times five is $1,000. That's $4,000 in a month. Is it feasible for somebody to learn how to market a package that they make $200 on a day? Yes, totally feasible. However, this is what brings me to my huge point. Why aren't you? I'm going to tell you why. I want you to think about this. Again, I said it's not about you. It's about your people. what's best for them is that they learn a skill of how to market the TAP package. I started this session with this. I said, many people ask us, how come so many people come out of First Steps and they increase their income? I have one of my clients, their first month out of their first steps made $15,000. Why? Because prior to First Steps, he did not know how to close. He didn't know how to close anyone at the bottom package, let alone the top package. He didn't know why he should close that person at that package. And when he came to First Steps, he went from closing nobody to closing people at the top package. So now his days are filled with signing people up daily instead of signing people up every 3 months. So what is the determining factor? The determining factor is the big three-letter word, how. If you're not sponsoring people daily, it's only because you don't know how. Now, some of you think you know how, but unless you're doing it, you don't know how. Well, Danny, I have a large organization. I have all these other responsibilities. Again, you don't know how to manage a large organization and still sign somebody up every day at the top package is what you just told me. That's what you just finished telling me. Because I have personally trained people who manage huge six-figure income-producing organizations that sign up 43 people in a month at the same time as moving their entire organization forward. Just pick up HBC Magazine, as I just did. I found 7 ads by 7 of my clients tooting their six-figure income horns. Before they met us, they were making nothing. So what was the determining factor? How? They learned how. That was the determining factor. You see, here's the deal. Why is it that people come out and they can turn a six-figure income right away? Because they've learned how, just one strategy alone, how to market that package. That changes your pay rate instantly. Instantly. If you were to learn how to, first of all, know how to close somebody, period, and how to have them start at the top, I want you to add it up. Is it possible to bring in 10 people a day at that top package? You bet it's possible. I have clients that are doing it, and they're making more money in 3 days in a week than they used to make working 80 hours a week. And they're turning over $10,000 a month. Just do the math. If you were to sign up 10 people a day at that $200 package, what do you make? $2,000 in a day. Versus signing up 10 people a day at the bottom application fee, how much do you make? Nothing. What do you want to spend your time doing? So let me ask you a simple question. How much money are you losing by not knowing how? Write down the figure. How much money are you losing by not knowing how? Not knowing how to get people to show up for a presentation. How much money are you losing by not knowing how to do a presentation that closed 90% of the guests? How much money are you losing by not knowing how to get someone to start at the top package? How much money are you losing by not knowing how to hire, train, and manage a sales force that is moving forward and that closes at the top package? How much money are you losing by not knowing how to create momentum out of thin air? I'm going to tell you how much money you're losing. You're losing 6 and 7 figures that are readily available to you now. you are losing hundreds of thousands of dollars a year by not knowing how. And maybe your excuse is just the same as your prospect. I don't have the money, Danny, to learn how. You know what? Here's what I know. I didn't have the money either. You may be saying, Danny, I don't have the time to learn how. I just gave you a multi-million dollar strategy. And there's only one thing stopping you from turning it into millions, and that is how. How? What do I say? Who do I say it to? How do I go about this? I can help you on how. You have to have the desire to get over your excuses. Listen, you and I both know when you're facing prospects and they're sitting there telling you they can't afford it, come on, you know the truth. The truth is, all right, maybe they're right. They can't personally afford it. However, if their life depended on it, if their daughter's life depended on it, could they come up with $3,000 right now? Oh, yeah. If Dr. Johnson came to them and said, listen, I need to perform this surgery, and I need a $3,000 deposit for this $30,000 performance, and if you cannot give me $30,000 in cash by noon tomorrow, your daughter is not going to live. You and I both know. You and I both know that they would not let their child die for $3,000. No way. So where would they go to get the $3,000? Think about it. Where would they go? Where would you go if your life depended on it? You would call your parents. You would call who? Friends. I want you to write these all down right now because you need to know for yourself. You would call your parents. You would call your friends. You would call coworkers. You would call wealthy people that you knew or maybe that you only knew of. You would call a bank to get a loan. You'd maybe call the credit union. You would up your limits in your credit cards. You would apply for another line of credit. Where else would you go? You would tap into that savings account. That's what you would do. So, you know, let's say that you don't have the money, but you have right there like 10 different ways of where to come up with the money. That's what successful people have done. That's what professionals have done. Come on, a doctor? Where did the doctor get the $100,000 or the $200,000 to invest into his education? Did he just have $200,000 readily laying around for, you know, disposable income? Just fell out of the sky? No. 99.9% of the people who went on to medical school did not have the money. What did they do? They borrowed somebody else's money. They used somebody else's money to invest into their education that would eventually get them a multiple six-figure income. Do you know that's what I did? I borrowed the money to go to my seminars. Every single 2 to 4 weeks, I was in a training seminar. Why? I was using MasterCard, Visa, American Express, my boyfriend, you name it. I was borrowing money left and right. Why? Gosh, did it pay off? I have earned more money than doctors and attorneys and dentists. I've earned more money than a lot of CEOs, majority of the CEOs, in my 20s. Why? Because I did what they did. I used their success example. I borrowed somebody else's money so I can learn the skill that created $1 million income for me. That's what I did. So you know that your people, that you're allowing them to start at that $29 bottom of the barrel way without starting with a product. Well, Danny, our company doesn't offer any packages. Then put one together. Put a package together. That's what I did. My package not only included, you know, a sizable amount of product that they could market. Why would I do that to my new person? So they could get out there and create a story for themselves. The most important thing for your brand new person is for them to make money. Do not misinterpret that as saying that they don't spend money. Does it take money to make money? Yes, but it doesn't mean it has to be your money or their money. It can be somebody else's money. So here's the truth. The truth is that if I start my person, let's say, with $1,000 worth of services or product that they got for themselves to turn around and market, they're going to earn a profit in that when they market it. So my goal with them is to have that gone within 1 to 2 weeks. What does that mean? Well, if they purchase it wholesale and they sell it retail, they could make anywhere from $400 to $500 on that. That would be their story. They didn't have the money. They borrowed the money. They got themselves this package right here, the Fast Start program that came with 10 of these, you know, weight loss programs. I'm just giving a hypothetical situation. They turn around and they marketed all that, and they made $500 profit. So not only did they get the $1,000 back, they made a $500 profit, so they collected $1,500 total. There's their story. What's going on is some of you guys, without knowing it, and from a good heart, you are crippling that person that is trusting you enough to say, yes, I want to do this with you. You have to set them up so they can succeed. Okay? So here's the rest of it. On the other side of that whole thing, here, let's face it, most of us did not go to college on how to learn how to build a home-based business. We did not go to college on learning how to motivate a sales force. We did not get the understanding nor the knowledge nor the wisdom on how to execute specific strategies that took my client, Shane, in one night raised his income, his sales volume, $21,000. Took one strategy that he learned at First Steps, one strategy, and raised his volume $21,000 in one evening. That's amazing. I asked him, I said, Shane, I said, was it worth the cost of the knowledge to raise that volume, $21,000? He goes, it has paid multiple times over, Danny. Multiple times over. So listen, the only thing standing between you and you raising your income to $10,000 is, do you have the skill? Do you know how? I promised you in the beginning I would direct you on where you can get the know-how. You got to be in the know. Come on, that's what I did. That's what these other people have done. So here is what you need to look at. Right now I want you to go to www.dannyjohnson.com. I'm going to show you to a couple different places, okay? You can generate a six-figure income, but you're going to have to rebuild that six-figure income every single year if you want to just focus on prospecting and closing, okay? Prospecting and closing is more of a professional sales job, okay? A marketer can make a six-figure income, but not a residual income, not a residual income that's going to pay them six figures for years and years and years. That ain't going to happen. But prospecting and closing, you can make $100,000 or more a year just learning how to prospect and close. Now, I'm not talking about an amateur level of prospecting and closing. I'm not talking about the letter of, well, I can't get anyone to show up, or I always find the people with no money. I'm not talking about that nonsense at all. That's a mediocre way to build a business. That's because you have a mediocre level of skill. I don't care how much knowledge you have. All I care is about how much skill you have. So, prospecting and closing. If you want to generate that six-figure income doing that, let me give you a formula that can help you. First of all, click under events. Okay? Click under events. First Steps to Success, Dallas, Texas. I have some good news and some bad news for you right now. We are already, right now, we are at 40% capacity for First Steps right now. It's only been 1 week since we announced it, and we already have 260 people registered for First Steps to Success in Dallas, Texas. Our room only holds 700. It only holds 700. And that is sardines. And that's if I want to hold 700, if I want everyone to be sardines. We will sell out. It's only been a week. We have 3 weeks left. Dallas, Texas already has 119 people registered. We have a company that is based in Dallas that is treating this First Step to Success as though it is their corporate event, as though none of the rest of you are coming. All right? They're treating it as though it is their own private deal. They have their own personal goal. I mean, hundreds of people they'll have there themselves. Here's another thing. We have people coming from Japan to Dallas, Texas, friends. From Japan. You have any idea how many hours on an airplane that is? It is hours and hours and hours on an airplane. You know how much time that is away from their families? But they are coming to Dallas, Texas. Listen, we will have to turn business away. And that is unfortunate. We had no idea that this group in Dallas, Texas was going to freak out like they freaked out. Had no clue. their sales volume is going to go through the roof, and their whole target is to go on to $1 billion, building their company to $1 billion this year. Let me tell you something. This particular group already went from $14 million to $120 million in 1 year by using First Steps to Success as their training module. Every single month that there was a United States First Steps to Success, they were in those seats. The CEO, the president, the founder, and all of the top people that were not top people when they started. They went from $14 million to $120 million. They're wanting to build a $1 billion deal, and they are using First Steps to Success and creating a dynasty to do it. So, prospecting and closing, you want to learn how to master that? First Steps to Success, Dallas, Texas. How much money more do you want to miss out on by not being there? Number two, prospect and close your way to millions. Live in North Carolina and the script book, audio and CDs, okay? Those between these four avenues, you will know how to prospect and close and make a six-figure income by doing it. These four things are going to raise your closing ratios and teach you how to market that top package instantly, okay? You'll learn how to do that right away, which automatically is going to send your income to six figures, okay? And again, it's the same exact thing a doctor does. They get the knowledge and the skill and the ability. They invest in their income. They invest in their education to be able to do that. Those are four things. Now, for those of you that want to build a residual income, I've been talking about a particular package. I've also been talking about duplication. Well, it's a little bit bigger than that. To build a residual income, it's a little bit more of a mastery skill in dealing with people. It's a little bit more of motivation. It's a little bit more of learning leadership. It's a little bit more leadership that applies to our business. A little bit more about learning strategies that moves an entire organization unified towards a common goal like $1 billion, like one of my clients I've coached. Now, that is a mastery skill. So this is what it takes. An obvious, several First Steps to Successes. So First Steps Dallas, Texas. Click on that right now. Creating a Dynasty, that's an advanced training seminar. It's taking place in Orlando, Florida, December 1st, 2nd, or 3rd, and 3rd. That is only if you've graduated through First Steps to Success. Are you allowed to go to Creating a Dynasty? You can't go unless you've been there, okay? Also, for those of you that are in Australia, Surfers Paradise at Surfers Marriott Hotel, September 16th and 17th. Again, September 16th and 17th, Surfers Paradise. That event is being used by multiple six-figure income earners to develop other six-figure income earners. You guys have 2 months to get 500 people in that room. That room, by the way, will not hold more than that. Will not. You guys are in the same boat that Dallas, Texas is in right now. We will have to turn business away, no question. I would hate for that business to be turned away out of your organization. That would stink. Okay, so Creating a Dynasty, Orlando, Florida, December 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. Now, dynamic duplication. This is what needs to happen in your business. Duplication needs to happen dynamically. It is a 6-DVD set that will show you how to do it. Home Presentation Success System. It is a presentation success system that will teach you how to close 90% of the room, whether it is in a home, in a hotel, on the web, one-on-one, you name it, you'll learn how to close 90% of the room by the Home Presentation Success System. Insider Secrets. These are things that you're doing right now that are causing you to lose money by not knowing the insider secrets. This is where there's 2 hours. Come on, I'm a multimillionaire, and I give away my secrets. Giving them away on these 2 CD sets. Insider Secrets, this is to help make you make much less mistakes than you're making right now. I will tell you right now, when you listen to the CDs, you will find at least 5 core mistakes that you're making that is literally taking money out of your pocket. Okay, next is Expose, Involve, and Upgrade. This is an advanced technique. This is an advanced technique that gets a whole organization moving collectively together. Okay, so between Dallas, Texas, Florida, and Surfers Paradise in Australia, Dynamic Duplication, Home Presentation Success System, Insider Secrets, and Expose, Involve, and Upgrade, that will help you to develop a residual income. That's the plan. That's the package for residual income. Now, dynamic duplication, you cannot find that on our website. You need to write this down, 209-463-5210. That is not a public product as of yet. It is only by personal announcements only. The reason is this package is not going to be available at this price for long. This package won't even be available as six DVDs by itself for long. We are turning this into a home study course eventually. So if I were you, I would get it for this price now because it is very, very inexpensive. So I said to you something in the beginning. You are literally doing things that are keeping money out of your pocket. I said I would give $600 free conference call to you. It's up to you to apply it. If you already know how to get people in at that package, then you already know how to develop a six-figure income. Your next step is learning how to develop a residual income. I want you to imagine, and I'm going to close with this, I want you to imagine this for one moment. I want you to imagine five new people that you've just gotten started or that you're about to get started, five new people. I want you to imagine those five new people knowing exactly how to close everybody at the best possible package for the new person. Imagine you starting a Sue, a Sarah, a Bob, a Bill, and a John. Imagine this. You got Bob, Bill, Sue, Sarah, and John. And these five people, because you did the right thing, and you told them what it was going to take, and you didn't let them buy their excuse of, I don't have the money, but you showed them where they could get the money. You reminded them, if their daughter was, you know, her life was being threatened, where would you find it? Maybe you just let her listen to this call. Imagine these five having the skill to close everyone at that top package. That means they're making a minimum of $200 a day. If they were serious, they could make up to $2,000 a day. And that's if you only made $200 on your package. If you make $100, it's $1,000 a day. I'm telling you, would you be able to shut them up? What would that do for your new people? Do you lack excitement in your organization? The reason why you do is because they're not making any money. If they're making money, they're excited. If the business is working for them, then they're excited. Imagine Sue and Sarah and John, Bill and Bob, that they're not only being able to invite people to presentations, but people show up for those presentations. That not only people show up, but they're closing 90% of the room. And they're upgrading 90% of them to the top package. I have clients who have done this. You know it. You've seen the stories. Isn't it your turn? Could you imagine just having five with you in Dallas, Texas, that they had all this poured into them? And they leave that seminar doing what Jackie and Stacy have done? What Kathy has done? What Bobby has done? What Brian has done? What Tyler has done? What Tom has done? What Jeff has done? What Troy has done? Come on, you've seen the testimonies on the website. The only thing between you and them is you don't know how. But Danny, I've been to First Steps once already. I know, it's okay. Does a doctor learn in one class how to perform open heart surgery? No. A doctor does not learn in one class how to perform open heart surgery. A doctor goes to school for 10 years. I promise you, it's not going to take you 10 years, just like it hasn't taken my clients 10 years. I can tell you the ones who have plugged in month after month after month, like Bryn out in Seattle. Gosh, she's now making thousands of dollars weekly. She failed in five businesses. We have tracked the ones who've plugged in every single month, and we've seen their results. We've also tracked the ones who sent us emails saying, I listen every day, 3 to 4 hours a day. I listen while I'm in the shower. I listen while I'm cooking. I listen while I'm driving. We track them. And the numbers are staggering. Who goes from zero to thousands and tens of thousands of dollars. Are you next? Listen, again, this was not a call on how to be mediocre. This wasn't a call on how to be average. This was a call on how to earn a professional income. This is a call on how to get to the top. I'm not going to tell you you're going to get to the top by starting at the bottom and starting everybody at the bottom and not making an investment into your future, because that would be lying to you. But I will tell you the truth. I'll tell you what I did, and I'll tell you what my clients did. We didn't know how in the beginning. We invested thousands of dollars on how to learn how to start people at that top, how to motivate those people for greatness, how to find what they really needed in life and how to give it to them. That is a skill that has paid me millions, and I know it will do the same for you if you do the things that we have done. So listen, go now. Click on Dallas, Texas. Go now. You look for those packages. Call the office. Call right now an office. Order that dynamic duplication. Go now. I don't care if your first step to success is in Australia and it's 2 months away. Get yourself registered now. You have zero authority to get those five people at that event with you if you are not registered yourself. You have zero authority. But if you're registered, you say, listen, I'm looking for five key people that want to be six-figure income earners because I'm setting them up on a fast track. All I know is there's three types of people. First type person is the one that says, Danny, you know what? Thanks, but no thanks. I think through this call I'm going to make the decision to just stay average and mediocre. I'd much rather just do that than step up and go to work. I understand. I understand it might be a risk too big for you. And I want to bless you at whatever it is that you decide to do. If you decide to go work a job for the rest of your life, I want to bless you in that. And I pray that God promotes you. And I pray that you do whatever it takes to gain the skill so that you are promotable. The second type person is the one that says, you know, I need to think about whether or not I should go to Dallas. Well, if you're going to think about it, that's all right. And the thing I will tell you is this. Don't be like your prospects who think to contemplate, to reevaluate, to consider, to talk to their mom, dad, the dog spot before they ever decide to do anything. Do not be like your prospects. Your prospects are still prospects. You want to be like the ones that are going to step up and do something. So listen, the best way to think about whether or not you're going to make the commitment to building your business is by being at First Steps. You have nothing to lose. You'll get 100% of your money back. Mark my words. If you learn nothing, if you've heard it all before, you come back to that table and we will gladly give you your money back. The only thing you would have wasted is time, and you and I both know we have both wasted time and a lot of it. A lot of it. So what's it worth to you to just check it out? What's it worth to you just to see, man, Danny, do I really have what it takes and I just don't know how? I just need to learn some skills on how to be able to raise this bar? Yeah, that's what it is. So if you want to think about it, here's what I would recommend you do. Just to make sure that you guarantee yourself a seat, go ahead and book your ticket to get your seat. You can always call and cancel. We will totally give you a refund. No questions asked. If you cancel before the event, you can get your refund. That's not a problem. Go ahead and just look at that. Just go ahead and look at tickets. See what the tickets are. Just start really looking to think about it. Don't be like those liars that say, I'm going to think about it, and they throw a brochure in the trash and never think about it again. Be like an honest person that really needs to think about it. Go to the website. Read the testimonials. Listen to some more of the calls. Go listen to the call that we played last week. Do your due diligence, and then you can see whether or not that is the place for you. And most of all, why don't you ask your counselor, your God, to give you a sign as to whether or not you should go. And the sign isn't whether or not money flies out of the heavens. That's not a sign. A sign is you're being prompted and you keep hearing the same thing over and over again. Maybe it's time to step up. The third type person is the one I am specifically looking for. You say, yes, Danny, I see it. I see that I've just been missing some skill. Maybe you are that person that you have the skill to prospect, but you don't have the skill to build a consistent residual multiple six-figure income. Maybe you don't quite know how to be able to get people started and yet still move an organization that's already thumping and pumping ahead. If you're that person that says, yes, I see it, and I'm tired of giving up, I'm tired of giving in, I'm tired of this rut, I'm tired of being mediocre, I'm tired of being frustrated, I'm tired of telling my kids I can't afford it, and I'm tired of letting my checkbook determine whether or not I'm going to succeed. If that's you, welcome aboard. I'm looking for a whole new breed of people, just like the ones I looked for last year that wanted to become six- and seven-figure income earners. I'm looking for a whole another breed of people that wants to impact the planet, that wants to make so much money that you are able to live off of 10% of your income and give away 90% to organizations like the slave trade in Thailand and also in Africa, that you want to be used to impart into the youth entrepreneurial skills and an entrepreneurial spirit that our nation was founded on. if you are that person and you're deadly serious, I will see you in Dallas. That's how I know whether or not you're serious. If you are that person, you're the one I'm looking for. I'll see you in Dallas, and don't only have 5, have 10. Reserve the seats now so that your people are able to get in, because there will be people who have organizations that they can't get them in those doors. I'm giving you a heads up, my friends. I'm not selling you hype. I'm giving you a heads up. We are already at 260 people in just 7 days that have registered. This is a shock. August typically is the lowest month of the year for what we do. And right now, it's looking like it's going to be of the best month of the year so far. So my brothers, my sisters, I bless you, whether you're the one, the two, or the three. If you're moving on with your life and you're going to go get a job, bless you. If you're to think it over, you better pray about it, and you better make sure you're diligent with seeking, whether it's a yes or a no. If you're that third type person, I'm looking for you in Dallas, and I'm looking for you and a whole row of people that you have there with you. Other than that, friends, other than that, brothers and sisters from all over the world, I'm signing off live from Northern California. This call has been recorded. It will be on the website in 24 hours. Go to the website now. Get yourself registered as a free member. Start listening to those archive calls. I gave you the plan of where to make a six-figure income with prospecting. I gave you a multiple six-figure residual income that you don't have to build up every single year. I told you where to go to get it. Go get it done now. I'm going to unmute the lines, and everybody of you, I want you to say goodnight and God bless.